VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Israel's parliamentary election is too close to call, according to exit polls, as both Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and challenger Benny Gantz claim wins. Correspondent Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Big drama. Blue and White is the largest party, and it's impossible to tell who will be the next prime minister, said the anchor on Channel 13 News, giving challenger Benny Gantz's Blue and White party 37 seats to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's 34 out of a total of 120 seats. Other exit polls had Gantz ahead by one seat or tied with Netanyahu. These are only exit polls, and the results could change once all the votes, especially those of Israeli soldiers, are counted.
Netanyahu is hoping to win a fifth term as prime minister, even as he faces corruption charges. A man in the American eastern state of Maryland accused in an alleged Islamic State-inspired terror plot to run down pedestrians with a truck has been ordered held without bond. Federal prosecutors argued in a court appearance Tuesday that there are no conditions under which 28-year-old Rondell Henry could be freed and be assured of returning for future court appearances, and that he represents a threat to the community. Gunfire was heard outside the Sudanese military headquarters in the capital of Khartoum on Tuesday. At the same time, demonstrators seeking the ouster of President Omar al-Bashir continued their actions for a third consecutive day. The U.S., Britain, and Norway demanded Tuesday that Sudanese authorities deliver a credible plan for political transition as deadly demonstrations continued for now, day number four. This is VOA News. The United Nations said Tuesday that a national conference for Libya, scheduled for Sunday to bring warring parties together, is unlikely to go ahead because of military escalation in Tripoli. For a seventh week, police in the Algerian capital, Algiers, fired water cannons and pepper spray at student demonstrators. The protests happened as Parliament named an interim leader to replace former President Abdelaziz Bouteflika. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Large protests took place in front of the main post office in the Algerian capital, Algiers, and many other towns and cities to protest Tuesday's Parliament session, declaring Speaker Abdelkader Ben Salah interim president of the nation for a period of 90 days. Arab news channels showed live video of Algerian security forces using water cannons and tear gas to try and disperse protesters in Algiers. Interim President Ben Salah addressed Parliament after the decision to declare the presidency vacant and to apply Article 108 of the Constitution, granting him interim presidential powers for 90 days.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr says the public will soon see a version of the special counsel's report on Russia's meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. He and his aides are working to remove information that's not permitted to be made public. Barr testified before a House subcommittee on Tuesday.
Within a week, I will be in a position to release the report to the public, and then I will engage with the chairman of both judiciary committees about that report and about any further requests that they have.
New York City has declared a public health emergency over a measles outbreak and ordered mandatory vaccinations for some people who may have been exposed to the virus. The declaration that requires all unvaccinated people in certain areas of Brooklyn's Williamsburg neighborhood who may have been exposed to the virus to get the vaccine, including children over 6 months old. People who resist could be fined $1,000. The television actress Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband Massimo Giannulli and 14 other parents were hit Tuesday with a new money laundering charge in the sweeping college admissions bribery scheme. Loughlin and Giannulli were already among 33 prominent parents accused of taking part in a scheme that involved rigging college entrance exams and bribing coaches at elite universities. They were arrested last month. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.